Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text us anytime you'd like. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Adam Berry, MLB.com. He's on the line now. Adam, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing well.
All right. Let's get right to this. And Tyler Glasnow, as I'm sure you could have guessed, is the topic of conversation right now. Answer me this for all the send Glasnow to the bullpen people. How's a guy like that who walks a ton of people going to be effective in the bullpen if that's the choice down the road?
Yeah, exactly. That's not the issue right now. I mean, that's not the solution for Glasnow because it's an issue of command. It's not like you want to send him to the bullpen to have his stuff play up. The most encouraging aspect of what he did last night when so much went wrong was the fact that his stuff finally did play up at this level. You saw the high 90s fastball, the off-speed pitches actually had the movement that we've heard about, you know, throughout his time in the minors. It's command's still an issue, and command would still be an issue if you were in the bullpen, and it might be even more pronounced because you know it'd be in shorter doses. You know, you can't have a guy go out there and walk the ballpark if he's coming out to pitch one inning. And the argument there is that if you're going to fix his command, then you've pretty much fixed his biggest problem as a starter, and you're going to get a pretty decent player with that kind of stuff. So that's not the solution right now. You know, they need to fix his command. They need to get him back out on the mound and see if they can get the stuff that happened in AAA to play again up here, you know, over the rest of this month. And yeah, I think maybe in the long run, if it becomes an issue where he's out of options or something like that, you know, and you just don't have room for him in the rotation, it's clearly not going to work. Maybe you talk about the bullpen, but that's not the solution right now.
But are you sensing that they're done with his psyche and say, you know what, let's fix this on the mound. No more covering up, no more hiding behind pitching in backyards and small ballparks. You got to play in the bigs. You got to pitch on these mounds. Go ahead, in 5 days, it's your ball again. And then 5 days after that, it's your ball again.
Yeah, I think that's the goal the rest of the month. I don't know if it's going to be every 5 days, but I'd imagine he'll get at least one more start, maybe two if they can squeeze it in here in these last 15 games. Because, you know, like I said, what the difference and the only reason that this is different than what happened earlier this season is that the stuff was there. You know, he did not look like the guy they thought he was earlier this year, not because of the results, but because of what he was throwing. He was throwing 92, 93. You know, the changeup was a flat fastball. The curveball didn't have the usual bite. That wasn't Tyler Glasnow. And then this guy last night was sort of the bad version of Tyler Glasnow, you know, with the good stuff but no command. So I think they're going to give him a shot. You know, at this point, if it doesn't pan out, then, you know, they can reconsider and go to plan B or whatever. But he's very important for their future at this point. You know, they don't have a ton of guys in the system and not on the team right now, you know, with that sort of top of the rotation potential that he does have. So, yeah, I think they're going to still give him every available opportunity to make it work, especially if he does continue to show at least some signs of progress, is, I guess, the way Clint Hurdle phrased it last night. The idea that he is throwing the stuff that you need to see from him, just not commanding it. They're going to work on the command. They have an entire offseason to work on the command heading into next spring because, again, I think he's going to get every available chance to make the rotation next year as well.
Now, Adam, don't tell me if you feel the same way about this, because when I see him out on the mound, he doesn't pitch like Charlie Morton, but I see a guy out there that looks like there's so much stuff running through his head that as soon as something happens, like, oh, I got to try to fix that. And then, I don't know, he ends up chasing a little bit or maybe a lot. I just don't know if he's ever going to have the – I don't know if he's tough enough. I'm not sure exactly what's going on up there. Do you have any idea?
That was one thing, actually, I talked to Ray Searidge about before the game yesterday, is that he said that was an area where Glasnow improved when he went down to AAA. Is that, you know, mentally he got better on that side of the game. Because, yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, there seems to be some indecisiveness sometimes when you see him up there. Nerves, I don't know if it's necessarily nerves or just trying to overthink things and getting overwhelmed by everything that's going on. You know, when you see it happen like that, you see it unravel, you know, where the running game then becomes an issue and it's command and it's a lot of things happening at the same time. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to spare him his first start back at this point, but, yeah, you don't want to see, you know, the way things tend to snowball I guess, is what we've seen really since he came up last year for the first time. So that's something that they're going to have to work on. But, you know, if he's pitching better, I don't think we're having the, you know, the same comments about his psyche at this point. So we'll see what happens next time he goes out.
Atterbury, MLB.com. Certainly, this probably enters into, like, some HIPAA stuff, but what's that guy? Bernie Holiday, right? Isn't that his name? The Pirates.
The mental skills guy, yeah.
Yeah. Has there been feedback as to if Tyler Glasnow has worked with him? Because that's who Charlie went and worked with down in Bradenton.
I mean, they have pretty much everybody work with Bernie and their entire mental skills team, so it's not specific to him. You know, they have these guys who come through the minor leagues as well, so I think it's fair to say that pretty much everybody in the organization has worked with them. You know, whether or not it's somebody he needs to spend more time with, I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily time to call him like a head case or anything like that. I think the issue is command. It's not a psyche thing right now. You know, if he can command his pitches, he's going to be fine. I think he's shown enough that he's a very smart kid. When you talk to him, you get the sense that he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. It just still hasn't translated to the majors.
I wish I could just somehow take Brault's mind and put it in Glasnow's mind. I think that would be a big difference. What do you think about Brault, the way his demeanor, the way he handles himself? He just seems like he should be up in the bigs. I don't know what role, but he should just be up at the bigs.
Yeah, I think the last start he made up here was just the most encouraging thing he's done, because he had that aggressive mentality that you do want to see in Glasnow. I agree with what you said there, because it's just, here you go, hit it. And Brault doesn't have nearly the stuff that Glasnow does. So if you could somehow transfer that mindset and that, you know, aggressive mentality with some control in the glass now, then he would be completely set. Because, that was the best thing, the best we've seen from Brault at this point, up at this level. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, more than a number four, number five starter, or maybe a really effective sort of long reliever. But I agree. At this point, he's shown everything that he needs to show in AAA. And you need to plan on him coming into next season somewhere on the big league staff, whether it's back into the rotation, you know, fitting in there in that competition with a Chad Kuhl or a Trevor Williams, or maybe replacing sort of that Wade LeBlanc, or upgrading that Wade LeBlanc role as sort of a long man who you can count on for, you know, two or three innings at a time. Because, yeah, if he can do what he did up here in Milwaukee on a more consistent basis, it's a really effective major league pitcher.
Adam, what have you seen, position player-wise now, what have you seen from some of the call-ups, guys like Moroff and Luplo, and does anything we see from these guys this month matter in the long run anyway?
I think it might. Jordan Luplo is the one that's really caught my eye, if anything, because he's not somebody who was on anybody's radar to start the year. He was a van rider down in Bradenton, so not somebody you were looking to contribute, not really even somebody you'd really call a prospect, but he's might very well be a major league outfielder now. You know, if you can come into next season and say, all right, this could be a right-handed bat off the bench and a, you know, a fourth outfield type, that's a valuable role that they had that they did not have this season. You know, it's a guy who could play the outfield, not like, you know, the utility guys they were trying to run through there earlier, or John Jaso or anything like that. So, and, you know, it looks like he can hit a little bit. So I don't know if it's, you know, 15 home run power in the big leagues, you know, with a decent average, but he has stood out very much so far. I'd say Moroff, you know, he's shown some signs. I think he's a very capable defender in the infield, but, you know, they've still got to work on the bat a little bit there. He can get a hold of the ball when he does make contact, but that's still going to be an issue, and it seems like pitchers are going to find ways to expose his lack of contact. But yeah, there's still some questions that need to be answered as far as, you know, who's going to round out next year's team. But these are potentially interesting bench guys that they can, you know, count on, and as they do, save money by keeping these sort of minimum salaried players filling up the roster.
Last thing, short answer, 10 seconds left. Adam Berry, MLB.com. Did John Hicks and Buck Farmer conspire to hit umpire Quinn Walcott?
No, I don't think so. I'm not into the conspiracy theories, especially this one. I don't think a pitcher's going to go out of his way to hit an umpire.
There he is, Adam Berry, MLB.com. Adam, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bye, Adam.
All right, worked van rider in there. We like that very much so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.